Welcome to the Ogletree Deacons Podcast, a brief discussion of compelling legal issues and practical insights. Please note that the information in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be, nor should it be construed as legal advice. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or through your favorite podcast service. Please consider rating and reviewing so that we may continue to provide the content that covers your needs. Please enjoy the program.
Hello and welcome to another recap episode of the Global Solutions Podcast. My name is Ethan Isaac. I'm an associate with the Cross Border Practice Group, and I'm here with...
Hi, I'm Bonnie Puckett. I'm a shareholder in the group, and we are here to discuss 2020, the entire year, the year that changed workplaces quite a bit. Unprecedentedly. So I believe that's a word we may have discussed in a previous podcast, Ethan.
It was definitely an interesting year for employers and the workplace. And it definitely, you know, we started this podcast with an interesting topic about, you know, apps, COVID tracing apps, which really, I think we thought were going to become a bigger thing than they did. Right. I think when we started this, we thought those apps, you know, you did an episode on just all about the apps and where they were coming from, what they were going to do, how they worked. And then they kind of didn't really materialize into anything. I think the statistics now are, even in countries where they've gotten the most participation in the world, we're talking about only about 50% participation, which is not really enough to make those apps worth it. A lot of countries are sticking with more manual contact tracing, like phone calls and text messages.
So in short, to recap our launch episode, there's maybe not an app for that after all. So with that said, let's talk a little bit about what to expect from Global Solutions in 2021. As we go into 2021, there's a couple of exciting developments we wanted to let you all know about. First, we launched this podcast series as a basically as a COVID-19 response effort. And we will continue to focus on COVID-19. We're going to continue to monitor developments. We have an awesome team monitoring many countries around the world. But we're also going to be covering other key topics this year. We did some last year. We covered the new sexual harassment law in China's civil code last year. There's actually been a development on that that we're hoping to do an update on soon. And diversity inclusion initiatives. That's a very interesting topic from a global perspective. Yeah, we've got a lot going on, a lot of exciting new subject matter experts that we've gotten on board for the 2021 year, new colleagues on the team. So it's going to be a really exciting year for Global Solutions. In the show notes, we're going to have a link where you can actually vote for some content that you'd like us to cover in upcoming podcasts, including our written companion content. And we haven't done a lot of that recently, but we've actually recently heard from some of our readers and listeners that these are really useful. So we're going to try to create some more of those. So, yeah, that's kind of the recap. That's the housekeeping part of our recap. Anything else to add to that, Ethan?
No, I'm just excited to get going on another year of this podcast. I think, you know, broadening it the way that we are and kind of bringing in other people, other subjects, and kind of, I think we all want to leave COVID-19 in the past, right? Not just from a podcasting perspective, but I think it's something we're all ready to kind of move past. So I'm excited for it.
Right. It's going to be a part of our reality, clearly. But there are other things and other exciting things going on around the world. There are major labor reforms going on in many areas. Asia, India, Korea, Japan all have had some pretty significant changes. We're going to be updating you on those through flash briefings. That's a new format that we tried recently. You can listen to Mauricio's podcast and Enrique's podcast. All our episodes, by the way, can be found at ogletree.com/podcasts/global. That's the way to filter our Global Solutions podcast on the Ogletree website so that you can see just the Global Solutions episodes all in one place. So at the beginning of 2021, Ethan, what do employers need to know? Let's do a top five topics that we think are going to be the big ones this year. All right, so vaccines. We have to deal with whether you can mandate a vaccine and what, if anything, employers can do about the vaccine and getting their employee population vaccinated, whether it's encouragement, whether it's leaves of absence. What podcast do we have that might relate to that, Ethan?
We have Rebecca Emery and Katie's podcast. That's episode 22 of the Global Solutions podcast. And they give an in-depth look at exactly what's going on with the vaccines up until, you know, when they recorded. And it's a really good in-depth look at all the vaccination stuff, for yeah. lack of a better word.
And episode 21 is a deep dive into Canada. And I actually think that some of the principles that are going to apply to vaccines, you can look at some of our previous episodes, such as leaves of absence. That is going to be relevant to any vaccine-related leaves that you might need to deal with if your employees are going to get vaccinated. You might have side effects, et cetera. They might have to take several days off. So September 3rd, our episode 11, you might want to check that one out as well. Tell us a little bit about Israel, Ethan, very quickly, maybe as a teaser, and then we'll move on to our number two topic.
So Israel is an interesting case because they've kind of taken vaccination to the nth degree, right? They have rolled out a system beginning in the beginning of December, middle of December, when these vaccines were approved. And they've taken it and said, we're going to try and get our population vaccinated as quickly as we possibly can. And at this point, they've already vaccinated about 10% of the population. And one thing they're doing that's very interesting is they're giving out these green passports to people who get vaccinated, with the idea that those will eventually allow people to kind of skirt the COVID-19 restrictions that may be in place. That said, that brings us to one of the next big topic here is workplace safety protocols. Those are some of the things that you might be able to skip with this green passport. So that brings us, you know, to cross-reference another one of our podcasts that we did with Mommy and Alexi, who talked about, you know, what kind of workplace safety protocols are in place in countries around the world? What are we looking at, from masking to social distancing, et cetera?
So that's episode 15, Mommy and Alexi's episode on workplace safety protocols. And as things change, as this development that you mentioned, as there may be immunity, as governments issue public health guidelines, many companies do want some basic global protocol. And that is something that companies are doing. And it's actually, there's some real advantages to using a global solution for a workplace safety protocol. But to do that, you do have to kind of make it flexible enough to be, you know, spike proof, strain proof, as there's a new strain going around. So it can get tricky. So definitely check out Mommy and Alexi's podcast on that one. And as we deal with not only the prospect of immunity from vaccines, or as the CDC's recent guideline suggests, once you actually get a positive test, then you don't have to take another test to have a negative result to come back to work, because there is a presumed immunity according to the CDC guidance, which is an interesting tension with some other public health guidance across the world, in that really the COVID-19 testing that employers can mandate to come back to work, that can vary from country to country.
It's a pretty interesting topic because in some countries, it's a privacy concern. They don't want it to do this allow testing that's going to subject employees to give away their personal data, whether it be their health data or their, you know, just violate their privacy, versus some other countries where you might allow it for certain reasons if it's a simple test or things like that, because it's a medical exam versus, you know, and that needs to be performed by a doctor. So there are a lot of considerations that go into it, and it varies country by country. And really, that's what you have to, if you're trying to figure out what to do with a COVID testing strategy, that's something that you need to consult, you know, where you are in the world and what the local guidelines are.
Right. So there's some things that belong or fit nicely in a global workplace safety protocol, and some that probably do not. And COVID testing is one of those things. But in terms of responding to outbreaks, so we've got topic number one, hot topic number one, vaccines for 2021. Hot topic number two, workplace safety protocols. And number three, responding to outbreaks and the threat of future lockdowns. So this is an interesting situation where we've got this new strain that's causing the threat of future lockdowns, and also just some uncertainty. We have all of these protocols that we have developed based on what we've learned about how the virus transmits. And now we might have lost some of that certainty to the extent that we had it. And we might be facing more uncertainty. It might call into question a lot of our measures that employers have put into place.
Yeah, that's an interesting point you make about the new strain kind of changing how these lockdowns happen, because we're actually seeing that right now in the UK. Because of the new strain, they're doing another full lockdown that is, you know, essential businesses open only, you know, people stay home, don't go to work, all these kind of things that we saw back in April, May, June, that we hadn't been seeing for a while. What we'd been seeing, you know, the UK is actually a good example. We'd been seeing lockdowns, but the lockdowns were, well, if you have to go to work, go to work. That's not happening anymore because of the new strain. So this is creating, you know, new challenges for employers as countries are trying to deal with preventing another spread.
Right. Japan just issued a state of emergency. Now, in Japan, throughout the pandemic, Japan's actions have been not basically enforcement oriented, their guidance, as it were, but declaring a state of emergency. And we're seeing more and more of that with this new strain of COVID. So unfortunately, this does create a situation where we might face more lockdowns. And with more lockdowns, that means some of the issues last year with furloughs, with redundancies, with wage subsidies and short-time work might reemerge as well.
The other thing that might reemerge, and this brings us to topic number four, is the question of remote work. I know for me personally, that never went away. I've been working remotely since March, and I'm still working remotely, but there are some places that have brought their workforces back, or at least portions of their workforces. And if there's a lockdown, that may have to change.
Remote work is something that is a lasting change. No matter what, I think that the workplace has changed. The capabilities, the acceleration of use of workplace technology in the workplace to facilitate remote work there's no going back from that. We have that now. And employers have to deal with a lot of different ramifications of that. One of them being, so you and I, we work for the same employer, even though we do work in different cities. And I largely have, you know, until recently, have been going to the office, a few days a week. I work from home maybe as a default, but I will go in. And I have also heard from clients that maybe in different cities, especially in cities where, you know, people don't necessarily live in places where their workspace at home is a nice place to work, have been really, really wanting the office to reopen. So it really does differ from place to place and industry to industry and company to company. But the easiest thing when you're facing lockdowns and the uncontroversial thing that governments have been doing, that public health authorities have been recommending, is everyone who can work from home should work from home.
Yeah. And you made a good point about this kind of fundamentally changing the workplace. And a good example of that is actually in Spain, where they've actually, in October, put in guidance for a new telework law that allows for companies to sign agreements with their employees that they'll work from home 30% or more of their work time. And that's, you know, now a default. That's in Spain's law. You can do that as part of the contract that creates the employment relationship. So, you know, this pandemic has done a lot of things that are not so great, but it's also created, I think, more flexibility in how people work and how people get jobs done.
And one interesting thing about that is when you think about all of the various things in the employment relationship, in the employment life cycle, you're talking about things from conference calls, which, for example, in my particular work, you know, I used to travel quite a bit, but the rest of my meetings, they would probably be by default audio calls, and I wouldn't do a lot of video calls. With the pandemic, what we're seeing is that more and more we're doing more video calls, whereas, and that actually is creating both more and less face-to-face time, because you are probably doing more face-to-face calls with people all over the world, right? That maybe you weren't before, but you're also traveling much less, which brings us to number five, which is mobility and border closures.
Yeah, and that's actually one that's been kind of in the news lately, as some places have started opening up borders, and then once the new strains hit, quickly shut them down. Right, especially travel to and from the UK, which became a huge issue when it came to UK citizens not being allowed to go back to their homes in other countries. I know Italy had a big problem where they were basically stopping people at the border and saying, "No, you can't come in because you're a UK citizen." And the person says, "But I live here in Italy," and they weren't allowed to go home. So, you know, this is something that's been coming up a lot. And, you know, that's, you know, it's in the news. It's here. And these kind of restrictions are going to keep coming and going.
And what is the ramification in 2021? Employers who want to hold events, who want to hold their global kickoffs, their global conferences to get people together. I think there had been a lot of hope, and then maybe, you know, we don't know exactly, is everyone going to be holding their in-person events? And it will change a lot of what happens within the employment relationship, from remote investigations to, frankly, I lead Asia Pacific region work for Ogletree, and the idea of terminating someone not in person. That is something that is not something that we would have recommended, because it could definitely be insulting. In many of the countries in the Asia Pacific region, they're lifetime employment countries. So that face-to-face meeting was the opportunity to negotiate an exit and to also leave with dignity. And that's not something that's easily replicated on over video, but these norms have been forced to be updated. So we will have to kind of see how that plays out in the long term.
I think what we're coming to is that 2020 really changed the landscape of how we do work, and it did it because of a pandemic. And now we're kind of taking those changes that came about because of a pandemic and now integrating them into the normal workplace in 2021. And I think that's where the transition comes in. That's what we're going to be talking about for the next year or so.
Yep. And as we heard a lot of goodbye 2020, and here we are in 2021 and still thinking about these, and we will be for a while. But as you pointed out, there are some developments that will make a positive impact on the workplace long term. So focusing on those positives, employers have some real opportunities to create some flexible working policies, to create some team building remotely and engagement, inclusion initiatives. We have to focus on these things and focus on the positive aspects of what we can, the opportunities that remote work and can present for going forward into 2021. So in closing, please do go to ogletree.com/podcast/global or in the show notes and click on our poll to vote for content that you would like to see for a future 2021 episode of Global Solutions. I hope you enjoyed our 2020 recap. Ethan, what else?
Happy New Year.
Yes. Happy New Year, the one in the new year we originally were going to call this recap, and we may still, the one in the new year as a Friends episode, which is very non-2021, except for the fact that they're doing a reunion show in 2021, aren't they?
They are. I'm a 90s kid, so I guess that was just my childhood. So,
yes. Okay. So enjoy the Friends reunion in 2021, as well as our top five takeaways for your 2021 pandemic era workplace.
Thank you for joining us on the Ogletree Deacons podcast. You can subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts or through your favorite podcast service. Please consider rating and reviewing so that we may continue to provide the content that covers your needs. And remember, the information in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not to be construed as legal advice.